I scan the horizon for you, meaning I scan for the both of us. I scan the horizon for you, meaning I stand and scan on the strand of sand. I stand and scan on the strand of sand. First, I'm sitting over here. See that gaggle of guys and girls. A typical day at the beach. Well, typical till I make my speech. There's a girl out on the sea. Floating on a pink surfboard with a picnic lunch and parasol, sitting there like a typical girl. Well, this is not a locker room, and that's a surfboard, not a yacht. The arrangement's not quite.
Facing me, waiting. mountains to increase in height. And when the right time comes, Mimi, you lift yourself up and stand there, Mimi. You can see as far as you can see. Stand up, Mimi. Stand up, Mimi. Stand up. I scan the horizon for you, Mimi. I scan for the both of us. I scan the horizon for you, Mimi. I stand and scan on the strand of sand. I stand and scan on the strand of sand.
The great leveler's coming, Mimi, and he's not going to stop to take your pulse. And he's not going to ask you why the way you are. And I think that's the worst part. You never get a chance to explain it. And he's going to take those mountains and shove them into the valleys till there's nothing left except a vast expanse. And you'll float there, Mimi, on the flat sargassal sea of your soul. And if they pull you away from your bleaching pink surfboard and stretch you across the wind, you'll make no sound, wet leaves on a dry mat. Nothing, nobody, the great leveler or the great escape.
But the day was faultless in beauty, pitched on tropical scenery, stretched from white sand up to the open.
Have you ever set out for Mexico, Peru, Norway, or Paris, and ended up in Maine instead? You were going to Alaska and found yourself in Idaho? Well, you're not alone. We're heading out on the road, and who knows where we'll end up. Join us for an audio journey in the wrong direction to the wrong destination as Imaginary Stations goes off the map, in search of elusive shortwave signals. Remember, if you're traveling up near the 45th parallel and ask for directions, they'll say, "You can't get there from here."
One Deck Pete presents, You Take the High Road.
You're listening to Wrong Direction, Wrong Destination Radio. It's WDWD, Off the Map, with Imaginary Stations.
Good, hello. It's time to hit the tarmac with Jugular Jones. Let's hitch a ride from the 39th parallel, out across the blue highways, and into the patchwork quilt that makes up America. On the roads of life, we sometimes go in the wrong direction. But perhaps those destinations lead us to places we never would have imagined. Happy travels.
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost, for a life of sin, I paid the cost, and when I walk by, all the people say, just another guy on the lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine, and a woman's lies makes a life like mine. On the day we met, I went astray, started rolling down this lost highway. I was just a lad, nearly 22, neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. But now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I pay the cost on the lost highway. Rambling around on this road of sin, are you sorrow bound? Take my advice, or you'll curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway. Lost Jackson Hole.
never gets out of Cincinnati. Down where the dogwood trees grow. If you ever get south of Mason-Dixon to the home you left so long ago. If you ever get south of the Ohio River, down where Dixieland begins. If you ever get south of Cincinnati, I'll be yours again. She pulled the letter from the pages of her Bible, and a rose pressed inside the book of Luke. 14 years she'd write each day, but keep it hidden. Refused to even speak his name, but still she wrote. If you ever get south of Cincinnati, down where the dogwood trees grow. If you ever get south of if you ever get south of the Ohio River, down where Dixieland begins. If you ever get south of Cincinnati, I'll be yours again. Chicago. A cigarette drowns inside a glass of gin. He lies there drunk, but it don't matter, drunk or sober. He'll never read the words that pride won't let her sing. If you ever get south of sin, dogwood trees grow. If you ever get south of Mason-Dixon to the home you left so long ago. If you ever get south of the Ohio River,
desert road from Vegas to nowhere. Someplace better than where you've been. A coffee machine that needs some fixing. In a little cafe just around the bend.
Hear me out.
you're wandering off the beaten path with WDWD Off the Map Radio from Imaginary Stations.
Wonderful town, wonderful people, places to go, things to see. Sheboygan, Wisconsin, that's my wonderful town. Beautiful homes, schools and churches, entertainment, places to shop. Sheboygan, Wisconsin, that's my wonderful town. Sheboygan, a center of transportation, business and banking and industry. Sheboygan, a center of communication, the home of WKTS.
Sheboygan is great to live in and work in,
a friendly and happy place to be. Sheboygan, Wisconsin, that's my wonderful town. Sheboygan is proud of the Red Wings,
the Packers and Milwaukee Braves.
Sheboygan has a zoo and many parks too.
Sheboygan has WKTS.
Sheboygan is famous for its cheese.
It's famous for furniture too.
Community Players is great to see.
And Sheboygan has WKTS.
From Kohler to Lakeland College, Sheboygan Falls and Plymouth agree. All the folks at Security and Kingsbury too, they like WKTS.
Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My daddy was a poor, a hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too a little pay. I loved a girl Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
The daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a digging in this frozen ground so cold. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
I rode my love in
Saginaw, Michigan.
I said, honey, I'm coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest track in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're a wise young ambitious man. Will you sell your father-in-law your Klondike claim? So now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is a-looking for the gold I never found. And it serves him right for no other is missing him. Least of all,
the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. I were the happiest man and wife, Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed to show his face in Saginaw, Michigan. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, but go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand. Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jenny's hand. Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Way up north, way up north.
Whether you're traveling north by northeast or south by southwest, you may be traveling in the wrong direction, to the wrong destination, off the map. This is WDWD Radio from Imaginary Stations. If you're enjoying these broadcasts and would like to help keep us on shortwave, please email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. Airtime is expensive, and unfortunately, free radio isn't free. So on behalf of Justin Patrick Moore and One Deck Pete, I'm DJ Frederick saying thanks for traveling the airwaves with us and wishing you many blessings.